MP, the realest. This is educated thug music, nigga. Life's a battle. Main streets eat you alive. Blocks will have you. Trying to make.
What's going on? We here now.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep. This is Attention Span. This is number one episode of Attention Span right now. So you got Trap, aka Big Yacht. You know, that's what I'm going with right now.
That's what you're going with. You got your boy Chops, you know, Heavy Cash.
You got a guest star in the building
on the first episode.
Yeah. Cal's in the building.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, so what we're doing right now is we're going to present y'all with a piece of our mind, a piece of our brain right now. It's no attention span. I got no attention span at all, really. You know what I'm saying? I can't focus on too much shit for too long.
Definitely not.
Only when it comes to my, you know what I'm saying, my chitter. You know what I mean? That's it. And we're gonna give y'all some good content. And we're gonna let it go. We're gonna go bounce around. Y'all get many different things when y'all dealing with us right now. And we're gonna go. What y'all want to talk about? What's going on right here, man?
I want to talk about this, that Chloe incident with your boy Tristan Thompson, how he's looking like.
He's looking like the man, bro.
Like, because who doesn't want, like, multiple chicks at one time?
He was in the club about to have a threesome, B.
That's what's
in the club.
But that's how you do it, though. Like, he is an NBA star. Like,
yeah.
It don't matter that
he deserves that. Right. He deserves that.
It don't matter about his kid.
What you think, huh?
He thought no eyes was on him.
He knew his moves like that.
This is what I was saying right here about the whole situation. He didn't care if eyes was on him, man. Nigga ain't give a fuck about who the fuck was seeing her. What? Yo, I don't feel like he got any commitment with her within the point where they're not supposed to be fucking nobody else. I don't think so. No.
But they moving forward, though. She's not even...
So maybe that's why.
What you mean?
Well, maybe that's why.
I mean, I don't think it's... I don't think what he did was... I mean, I think what he did was wrong, right? Just to be morally wrong, because I mean, you are having a kid.
Yeah,
she did give birth two days later.
Nice, I thought it was the same thing.
That's a nice answer.
But
married man, though, he gotta have that answer.
He's not married, though.
But you're talking from a married man's point of view, though.
But yeah,
that's true. So,
but
you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, though, like he's not married.
No,
and he did this to his first baby mom.
Second baby mom.
I mean, this is his MO.
That's what he do. Listen,
I mean, I guess you know.
Somebody once told me, no matter which way it go, you get them the same way you lose them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So now if she got him, like, she gonna lose. What the fuck, nigga?
She's not going to lose him, because she ain't going nowhere. But he only played 2 minutes today.
I seen some ill shit, right? I don't know. Did they put up in the... Yo, it was some ill shit said that it was like Tristan Thomas averaged this. And left his baby moms.
Oh, yeah.
And they won the championship that year. He said, yo, do you think they going to win the championship this year?
I seen that.
That's a hard stat.
That's a hard stat right
there,
man.
I take that. If he leaves, LeBron should get a chip.
But I think, what you saying?
He just trying to help his team out. That's what it really is.
I think the Kardashians trying to help that show out, man. That's what I think, though.
Oh, it's definitely for the cameras.
Come on, yeah.
I mean, the way the setup look is...
First of all, it looked like it was a setup. It looked like it was perfectly shot, like they was up there waiting.
Yeah.
So I don't know if either the chicks set him up, or the chicks had their person up there posted, or he knew it was a whole setup, and it's all a Kardashian... scandal.
What I think was this, though. The mother done put a private investigator on him to follow him around and was waiting for him to slip.
They about to have a baby.
Just trying to get some juice on this shit. Because them some boring-ass chicks, man. Like, you gotta say they on the E Network. They got a big show.
Sloppy. Yeah, look, but they're like 20 seasons in and shit.
Yeah, it's getting boring. Like, what the fuck else you gonna want to watch them for, B?
I mean, I don't watch the show, so I don't know.
Nah, I catch it every now and then sometimes.
Is Kanye on the show? I used to catch it back in the day.
I don't think he don't.
They just need another black male.
That too.
They need another black male.
But damn, nigga. So, yeah, but they don't. Yo, I'm excuse me right now. Yeah, we watching right now also the playoffs right now.
Yeah, we watching the Houston and Minnesota game.
Your man Rose just spun around in a circle just there. That was crazy. See people some shit on him. But yeah, though, man. So, I think that the moms really, really, like, you know what I'm saying, had a private investigator on them to try to find some shit out. You know what I'm saying? The mom's the one who's behind the whole shit.
She got private investigators on everything, man.
I mean, she's smart, though. She got her husband to change his sex.
Come on, man. That was the fucking... Come on, yo.
That's what's up. Yo, that's not hustle of a lifetime.
Wait, she got him to do that? That's what you think?
Yo, listen, man.
She told him it was okay.
Man, listen.
It's okay. Be yourself.
Yeah, man. She pushed it.
Oh, wait. So this way...
That was the juice for last season. 2 seasons ago.
Wait. This is what I want to know. They're not still a couple, though.
I don't know what the fuck they is.
I don't know.
That's what I want to know. Are they still a couple?
The nigga said he not into me. He just want to like a woman.
Right. He's not trying to say. So he's a lesbian straight guy. I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird.
That shit was bugged up though, man.
He doesn't want to deal with dudes.
Yeah, that shit was.
But he doesn't want to be a dude.
Yeah, but and then the other shit was just like after the videos came out and all that shit, the next thing you know that she was in labor. So I'm like, yo, all this shit putting a spin, like come on. The videos probably was wild old. And they was like, yo, you getting induced on that day?
No, they said the day was? No, they said this shit happened in March.
That's what I'm saying. They've been having the footage, man.
That's crazy, yo.
And then she get, come on, man.
And they trying to make it like it happened as soon as she about to have the baby.
Come on, man. It adds on to their little whole show. The E! Network is getting all that shit on tape,
man. They good money.
Yeah, come on, man. The moms don't play no games, man.
Yeah, you know they good with TMZ. They close with TMZ.
It's going to be a crazy season,
man. Kardashian and TMZ, they work together, man.
It's going to be a crazy season, man. Yep, so as we said, I mean, we tuning in right now to this playoff game right now. I mean, who you going for? Who you going for, Josh?
Yeah, I got the Timberwolves, and if I could pick the Knicks, I would. But I got the Timberwolves, and I'm going to go with Miami going to the finals.
And wait, and why you
Miami
got the Timberwolves?
Who?
Why you got the Timberwolves, though?
That's some long shot bets right there, man.
Yo, those are good bets, though.
The two number eight teams going to the championship?
Oh, I didn't know Miami was number eight.
Nah, Miami
Miami and Minnesota.
That's crazy.
I got Minnesota. That's some long shot bets, man.
Yo,
Jamal Crawford need to get to the finals one time, right?
Getting that dance floor with the moves.
Niggas been in the league for 20 years. Your niggas don't even know it.
Yeah, for real, though. Damn, 20 years, man?
Nah, it's like it been 16. Like,
it feel like that. 16, nah, shit might be like 17, right? We need a fact check on that one. I know when he with the Knicks, though, was when? He wore the S. Dot Carters
as the only player that wore the S. Dot Carters, nigga.
Yeah, that's worse than nah.
Y'all had
nah,
him.
I'm
the
about
Knicks
to say is that worse than Nick Young wearing the Yeezys?
But Nick Young wore
he wasn't endorsed by the Yeezys. Crawford was endorsed by he signed to Jay Z for them sneakers.
That's
B. You know what I'm saying? But how many years he been? Maybe about
that nigga been he was before LeBron.
But yeah, that's the reason why. And he's still out there shaking him. Still out there shaking him.
He got like a good like, I want to say like, he got a good like
and
17
And he out there
years.
Calling shots like that. That's
he might have a
about.
Good 17 years.
Yeah, he might 17 years probably.
Yeah, he got in the league. Nah, 18 years. He got
18 years. You was right, he was right there.
I knew I was on point.
He was right there. He said, first when pick, you said what's his name, that's what's
first up. First round, eighth pick.
From Michigan. Yeah. Right. But yeah, though, so I'm going with him.
Wow, that's a travel.
That was a travel, for real. I want to see Cleveland versus the Thunder.
Yeah, I like Melo to go to the finals too.
I want Melo to win a chip, man. I want him to win a chip.
But I feel the same way about CP3 though.
You got the Rockets.
See,
you ain't going with your team. I mean,
you know Thunder my squad, but I got Rockets, Cavs, But the Thunder, nobody wants to see the Thunder.
I don't think
they're
so.
They're scary.
I think Melo going to play different in his playoffs right now, too, than he was playing during that, throughout the season.
He played Iowa's Utah.
Yeah, I think he's going to play like different. Like, he ain't going to be like so laid back. He's going to be on some diamond, wanting the ball more.
Nah, you know what I seen that had me dying, but I'm happy?
What's that?
The nigga Melo be fucking taking them rebounds from Russ now. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. You know what I'm saying, get that back. But not in the last three games, though. Okay, y'all could compete with each other. He was boxing out for the last three games. You know what I'm saying, y'all could compete with each other as long as you competing, cause you know what I'm saying, that's good. Yeah, so that he was boxing, cause that triple double was mean, man.
I mean, them triple doubles for two seasons in a row.
Come on now, getting 40-some rebounds in like the last
that
two
was
games
crazy.
Is fucking amazing.
That was crazy.
But that's some ball-hogging shit, though. Keep the buck, though. Nah, like, he was focused. He knew where he was going to try to get.
You could say you could say padding your stats. If niggas could pad their stats and do that, niggas have been doing it for a long
time.
For real. He play at a pace that you never seen no one play at.
Never.
Right, I feel
never.
That. I feel
and that's and that's why he could do it.
Right, yeah, I feel that. I never feel seen that. Nobody play that with that motor right there, dude. Yeah.
And like, and it really made me think about. Look, everybody thought the triple double prototype was somebody like LeBron, a tentacle.
But he could do it though,
a KG, a Ben Simmons. Yeah, nah, you
he could do it. He could do it though. Like LeBron could easily do it. I feel like, but you're right though.
But it made
you
me
never,
think
you never
about
thought,
it.
You
maybe,
never thought
maybe
it was
the prototype,
somebody like it would have been somebody like Westbrook.
6'3", 6'4"
Yeah.
But how tall Oscar Robertson?
Same, 6'3", 6'4".
That so that make you think maybe that's the prototype for triple doubles.
Nah.
Well, think about it. They're the only two that did it. They're the only two that did it. So
and average a triple double
easy.
He could, but what I'm saying is the only two that did it is basically like the same type prototype. Wild athletic, 6'3", 6'4" rebound, assist, points.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know why though? You know why you can do that though?
You
know why?
I
only think like that can actually you can actually mean something by saying that because it was both point guards though too.
Yeah, exactly.
So the assists came different. Like LeBron only on average 10 assists because he's not looked to
right.
as having to get assists.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's why
like a point guard is looked to have to get assists. So
yeah.
You got to know what I'm saying? So you got to get the
that's
so him getting the 10 assists is like. You know what I'm saying? That's part of him getting the rebounds is an extra.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to get the 10 assists when you at the top of your game like that. But I understand what you're saying, though. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So did he get MVP?
I think that there's only four people that's in MVP conversation.
Only? That's a lot.
Yo, I don't...
Nah, that's not a lot.
Only person that's getting MVP is LeBron because LeBron is the greatest player in the game.
That's
right.
Right.
Like, it doesn't even matter
what... He's the best
player,
but I don't know if he should necessarily get MVP over James Harden.
But why?
The Cavs not doing that?
Why not?
What seed the Cavs got this year? Fourth? Fifth?
Third.
Yo, listen.
No, Philly got
third. Steve Nash got MVP over...
So they got second then, I guess.
Steve Nash?
I don't know they got.
Well, that's a whole different discussion.
But see, Steve Nash got a different...
That's a whole different discussion.
The NBA was really searching for that great white hype at that time, B. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like.
Discussion.
He got 2 years in a row.
I don't feel like he should have got those.
All right, so you gave it to Westbrook, right?
Triple-double last year.
So then you give it back to LeBron. Like, that's it, there you go.
Or give it to Westbrook
next
again.
Year,
yeah,
you give it to
Westbrook again.
Next year, you give it to Harden. And then after that, you give it back to LeBron. Like, that's how it works, bro.
That's how it works.
James Harden did do something that
until LeBron
only retires, a handful
the double-double
of people
double
did.
Shit, right?
Nah. The 30 points on a team that won, like, over 60,
who,
like 65 or more.
Average 30 points?
And
average
that
30
means
points.
Nothing.
Mike never did that?
Mike did
okay.
that.
James, Steph Curry, and like one of the greats. I forgot. All
right, now this is my thing right here, all right? This is my argument, the reason why I feel like LeBron should get it, is because the name of the trophy is the most valuable player.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So and it goes down to your whole league. So it's like, I feel like LeBron is the most valuable player to his team, being on the best team in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel as if Harden is the most the most valuable player. Like, if you took Harden off, if you took Harden off the Rockets still make it to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? If you took LeBron off of the Cleveland, they allowed to be picked.
I don't know.
They allowed to be picked.
If the Rockets make the playoffs.
You don't know if they're going to make the playoffs.
Harden.
Well, yeah, well, how about this? How about this?
Chris Paul took
how about this?
The Pelicans
the West
the playoffs,
this year. The West this year.
Yeah, but
it was dependent on the game if you ain't make the playoffs. So do I think the Rockets would have been in that position without him?
Yeah, they would have been. They would have been in first.
They might have just made it. They might have just made it or something just like got that. Out of it. Yeah.
The Cleveland Cavaliers would have been a lottery pick, B.
No, that's definitely true. If you take LeBron off Cleveland,
that makes him the most valuable player on that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if you take Harden off the Rockets, they at least win in 40 games.
Exactly.
But you take Russ off the Thunder. And they not making the playoffs.
No. They might make the playoffs with Paul. That's different. Paul George. Last year, on Thunder team is a lottery pick without Westbrook.
I still think.
Paul George and Melo?
I think this year they
may make the playoffs by himself.
Maybe.
So I know that ain't going to happen.
Paul George.
Because who going to control that ball?
Paul George needs an extra score.
Who going to control that ball?
Right.
That's my reason why I feel like LeBron should not. And then I seen some numbers.
Now his numbers is better. LeBron numbers.
And everybody want to say, yo, what's his name? He missed 10 games. James Harden missed 10 games. That's the reason why his numbers is like that. This.
No, the number totals,
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, yeah.
What does that mean, though?
And that's just no.
He got
totals.
Paid for it.
It's just but number totals.
The 10 games won't even help them out with, rebounds. He was smashing them on. He's smashing them on rebounds.
As he should though.
Points. He's smashing them on. No, James. James probably would have tied them with points.
No, James would have beat him in points. James would have beat him in points.
Yeah,
James would have beat him in points.
Assists. He would have tied them in. Right. I think assists was like what he would have tied them in.
Assists close. I think LeBron.
If he'd have played the 10 games.
I think LeBron still got him. LeBron still got him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like now, like yo, I'm giving it to LeBron, man. Everybody, but I don't think they're gonna do it because I think the people. Just people feel like you said, Chops. You give it. People feel like they're giving it. You feel it. LeBron should get it.
Right.
A lot of people feel like as if they just giving it to LeBron. They need him. They should. He's the fucking king.
They're about to just give it to James Harden.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're going to just give it to him. A pat on the back, rub his head. Like, yeah, hey, good job. You're not getting it no more.
But what if they get bumped in the first round right now?
He's still going to get it. Watch, he's still getting it just like last year.
Nah, they're not
getting it. When they got bumped in the first round.
I don't think they're about to get bumped.
What you mean they ain't about to get bumped?
You think they about to get bumped? I mean, well, you say you
got
the
T-Bos.
He said he got the T-Bos going to the chip. Now, this is what I said. I think this game going to go 6-7, but it's the Rockets taking it 6-7.
And this one right here?
In this game?
This is a mean
In the series. I think Rockets take it 6-7, but it's a hard 6-7.
So who they play and who they play the OKC.
Next they would play OKC or the Jazz.
Alright, cause OKC when Russ and his triple doubles for the second year.
I just wanna see that Russ versus James Harden. Cause Chris Paul can't guard that man.
So now if they go and play the Thunder and Chris Paul gonna have to guard him.
Nah, Chris Paul can't.
Paul George?
Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer.
Or Paul.
Only Chris Paul's only gonna be able to guard is Raven Felton.
No. Chris Paul's gonna guard Corey Brewer.
He ain't gonna have all the choice.
Corey Brewer's not doing nothing, so Chris Paul could guard him and help out in the lane. That's what's gonna happen.
Why Chris Paul can't guard him? Whoa, that Capella
did
that?
Capello is
strong Euro.
Wow. Capella done got his game up from like year to year. Crazy, son. He can't even shoot free throws now.
Listen, man. He be catching them lobs. And now he got CP and James Harden throwing them the lobs.
Look at this shit. Look at Capella. Capella. Ooh. Yeah.
With that Westbrook with the... I'm telling you, with Westbrook with his triple doubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with Melo actually playing a little bit better. And then Paul George actually hitting his shots today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got Adams. They're gonna beat these niggas.
Be Houston, right?
No, they're not gonna be Houston because Timberwolves are beating Houston. Sorry, Timberwolves gonna be Houston.
Yeah, you should have put a bet on that one right there, man.
Nah, I'm not betting that. That's because
those are super long shot bets right there. But if
Timberwolves play OKC, I'm gonna feel sorry for Westbrook triple doubles. I'm so sorry for those.
Yeah.
Jamal Crawford gonna bust his ass.
I hear you. No, Jamal Crawford, this is Jamal Crawford's fan right there, man. Jamal busts his ass, bro. 18 years in the league, bro. Nigga look like he's young still, man. Look like he's 25. He plays so fluid. He a gym rat though. Yeah, man. So yo, what's your girl? That's your girl too. That's your girl, matter of fact. Your girl, man. What you think about this Cardi album, man?
Body? You talking about body? What you think about this body album? I'm not gonna say it's trash, but I'm gonna say that it's not listenable. Is that a word?
I had somebody tell me it was a fire mic album, B.
It's not a fire album.
No. I didn't say fire. I said five mic album.
But that's a fire album, right? Is it not a fire album?
That's beyond fire. Like, five mics is beyond fire.
In what magazine?
In an Essence magazine.
Facts.
I ain't gonna say Essence. What's a Thought magazine? What's the magazine on the Thought's good?
Baller Alert.
I heard Baller Alert gave five mics.
Fashion Nova gave five mics.
But
she putting on, but yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I think it's a good album. Like I told my people, I said, Joe, I'm gonna give this a listen in the car. Right now, cause I gotta listen to all my music in my car. And I'm saying to really get a good feel on it. And I ain't gonna play it ever again. But I'm gonna listen to it, cause it ain't for me.
It ain't for me.
I mean, you know the radio gonna play like at least two, maybe three songs off the joint.
I just listened to it twice. Well, I only like the drip joint.
Drip joint stuff.
And that's where it stops. Like, I'm upset that Bodak Yellow's on that shit.
Yeah, she put that on. That was a minute ago. But it's a smash hit for her, though. She kind of got to put it on.
Nah, you ain't got to run that. Nobody's checking for that no more.
Yeah, she ain't really have to put that one on it. But you got to put that bonus. It might have been a filler. It was a filler probably.
Nah, that's a bonus, bro.
But you know, that's a bonus. You know how many people that, they would have been mad that song wasn't on the album, though?
That's why you put it as a bonus.
Yeah, you could have did that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I like the Project Pac joint. I like the chicken joint. I like that, son. That's Project Pac, baby. I mean, that's Project Pac, man. You gotta respect that.
Yeah, he's always classic.
Come on, man. You gotta respect chicken. Come on, man. And she flipped it too on some chicken. She flipped the chicken shit.
Nah, that shit was trash. That shit was trash.
The production was good.
Creative. I mean, it wasn't trash.
Nah, she's hella creative.
No, her writers are hella creative. There you go, bingo.
Her writers are hella creative.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, she creative too.
With her personality?
Yeah.
She just made it cool for strippers to rap. That's it.
Oh, she opened the door for them now.
Nah, you can't even say that because there was already strippers rapping. She just took it to the next level.
He was a stripper.
And there was a bunch of other strippers that maybe niggas ain't fuck with them. They wasn't nice, but Cardi just...
Cardi's not nice. She just got a TV. She got all the TV. No, hell no.
I can't say that. Her whole flow was annoying to me, yo.
Like, I don't want to hear.
Her and Nicki make music for bitches that are proud to be
She's not gonna do this. She can't even compare to Nicki.
It don't even matter. They both make music for bitches that like to pee between cars.
Oh man, that's what they like.
I had some classy girls pee between cars before though.
I had some classy.
I bet they like Nicki and Cardi.
They probably both was bumping them. You know what I'm saying? Quote them to death. I had some classy girls pee between cars at times. Nights after the club. Leaving the club, they gotta go.
I said proudly, though. I said proudly. Yeah, not because the bathroom wasn't around. I mean, I'm talking about like happy, like... I'm gonna just go right here. Like, that type of shit.
I mean, y'all gonna say Cardi just... She just trash.
Cardi isn't good. Her personality makes her music good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you fuck with her personality. You don't fuck with her music.
But that's how most artists are nowadays, right?
Most artists nowadays call me a Cardi bar.
Cardi and Ryan, and I love that song.
Look, that song was tough. Her biggest song, Bodak Yellow, and she doesn't even say Bodak Yellow in the song.
Nope, at all. She gave a shout out. She had to do that because she, you know, that was for the whole. Letting everybody know. I know I took his flow, and I'm gonna even like give him acknowledge that right now during the song. That was why she did it like that though. But yeah, I think like you said though, it's her personality. But that's I think she probably might be one of the biggest artists from nowadays. No, listen, game. That's what I'm saying. From nowadays, because that's how all these artists are nowadays. That's how black youngster is. Like black
youngsters. We never knew none of his music before.
You know about him bugging out doing them scenes.
Yeah. But his music is good though.
Is it good really?
It's good though. It's good. Like it's not Cardi B good. It's good.
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
He actually gets busy on it.
Listen. People don't even know he made music though. They was more into his antics.
Now he calmed down a lot. He ain't with the gun showing it on Instagram.
He got them charging on that shit.
He got that classic. He got that classic booty song.
That booty. Which my man bodied. We helped that beat. You know what I'm saying? We helped that beat right there also. You know, Fina Flow. But that was a good plug. Shout out, quick plug. But that booty song, that booty song is tough though.
That's a classic.
I don't know what his next single gonna be, but he got some. His album's alright. But what about these new Nicki singles though? Y'all like those?
I like the Chun Li joint.
Chun
Li joint is hard. Mm-hmm. The Barbie Tings is trash.
What's about the lyrics though?
I'm over Nicki's lyrics. She gotta do better now. Mm-hmm. She gotta do better.
I don't like female rap.
I ain't gonna go there. I'm a rap fan. I like two or three songs. That's crazy because we were just talking about her, right?
I like two or three songs. I think the one that she is on with Saha, and then she got another joint. Like, the songs that I like aren't on the album. I only heard the album twice. And
song with Kendrick was crazy.
Song with Kendrick is hard.
I think that's the one that was on the radio, right? That's the one that was on the radio?
She got a Grammy for that song, right?
She won a Grammy?
I think. I'm not sure.
She won a Grammy before all these other niggas?
I could believe it. But I feel like she could rap with dudes.
That was her whole argument before, too. Because you know she comes from the Knife Wonder Camp.
And their whole thing was that she didn't want to be considered
a female rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't think she should be.
You know what I'm saying? Because she spit bars like that.
Yeah.
Like, she might be the only one that spit bars. Mm-hmm. Like, because the rest of these females.
Lauren is classic.
Lauren Hill doesn't spit bars.
I told you Lauren Hill do spit bars. You bugger.
Mean?
Lauren Hill bar, bro. He probably won the Lauren Hill bar
that's like looks like some Lil Wayne joint.
I want the Lauren Hill bar.
How many mics? How many mics? I can't think of it right now.
Exactly.
Next episode. If I ask you
to spit a Young Thug bar, you could. If I ask you to spit a Hove bar,
come on, you know I could.
This is my point. Is that these people that you are mentioning that saying they have bars are not memorable bars.
I listen to Lauryn Hill more than Young Thug. So give me a Lauryn Hill bar. I don't have to give you a Lauryn Hill bar. You know Lauryn Hill has one of the greatest albums of hip hop. I didn't say that. She did. One of the greatest albums of hip hop.
First of all, I don't consider it hip hop, right? I don't consider that album.
She rapped on most of the songs.
I don't consider that album hip
hop. Is only rap.
That's like saying we added R. Kelly to hip hop.
No, it's not.
Okay, because I could give you multiple songs.
I give you multiple singles on that album where she sings half hip hop. He's half hip hop, just like Mary J.
What do they call Mary J?
She half hip hop.
What do they call the queen of what? Queen of hip hop? Queen of hip hop R&B?
No, hip hop and R&B. That's what I said. She half hip hop.
That was the category that was made up.
Because it's connected.
No. Understand why that category was made up. Because people weren't getting enough credit and credentials in the media world. So they just had hip hop and they just had R&B. So they had to put that together.
Merged together.
Because that was happening. Music was merging together. That's why you couldn't. It was no such thing as a hip hop show without an R&B act there. It was no such thing before that.
Yeah, it was. You feel like it wasn't?
No. Before that, you didn't have no straight hip-hop shows. You always had an R&B act. You always had Groove Theory. You always had
Destiny's
Child.
I figured that would happen,
but
though,
the same people who make an R&B is hanging in around the same people who making hip-hop.
Right, that's so they made that category. You can look that up. That category's only been here since maybe, like, fucking Hot 97's been around, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't been that long.
Well, she's the queen of hip hop and R&B. You know what I'm saying?
And right, and she got that title like after the fourth album. You know what I'm saying? And or the third
but
album.
But her first album was catered to hip hop a lot though.
That's Mary Puff J. Doing.
Yeah, it was definitely Puff Doing. It was definitely Puff Doing. Doing. But so now within the whole why everybody putting
Nicki
versus Cardi? Like, what's that about?
Because niggas is bored.
Niggas is bored, right?
New age media.
It almost seems as if you can't like both of them.
But you can't,
though.
That's
how they make it.
Why can't you, though?
Because we couldn't like Biggie and Tupac.
The media, like you said, the media made it like that, though. But you could have, though. You could like both of them, though. I like both of them, though.
Exactly.
Nah,
I never, even through all that time right there. When
you couldn't like Big Daddy Kane and Rakim.
You probably couldn't. You're right.
You couldn't do that.
Because hip-hop is a competitive
right.
Genre of music.
How about that? You start to hear, like, years later, you know, after the whole Biggie Pac thing, you heard all the East Coast people be like, yo, low key, they love them West Coast niggas. And all the West Coast niggas like, yo, low key, we love them East Coast niggas.
They gotta
niggas.
Love New York.
Yeah, but that's the exception. That's not the rule. Like, because I can still tell you that I don't like pop. Not because of the East Coast.
You don't
West
like
Coast,
pop music.
I just don't like pop music.
I like pop music.
I like pop. What Pac stood for. Yeah. I just don't like what his music is.
I like pop music.
But when it comes to, like, with Nicki and Cardi, it's like, it's nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to talk about in female music. So it's just like, just put them together.
See,
like,
I just feel as if, like,
it's never,
it's not enough. It's not enough female artists out there
that's popping
to have to put the only ones that's popping against each other.
No, I think it's enough. We just don't accept them.
Yeah, because they're not good.
Cash dogs, B.
Only one. Yo, even like you put that, you had put me on to, that rapping, Erykah Badu chick that one time.
Oh, now she's dope.
Yeah,
what is her name?
Yeah, well, I don't know what her name is exactly, though. We gotta get back. Check the chat. We need to do some stat checks on that, fact checks on that one. But yeah, like she was cool. And and after you put me on to her, I went back and she had albums from fucking 2006, I think, when her first album came out.
Right,
been out for a minute. And like you put me on, I never even knew who she was. Know what I'm saying? And like, it ain't even like that. And it's also because these females don't be checking for their own, know what I'm saying? Female artists like that.
Right.
They only gonna take who's in the
Cyrock. That's her name.
Cyrock. There you go. But yeah, though, so
nah, I like that young chick, Molly Brazy. She had this shit with
Don't
Trina.
Know that is
either.
Molly
she remixed the You Don't Know, the Trick Daddy.
Oh, yeah, she did that over?
Yeah, with Trina.
Fire.
Yeah.
That's fire. You know what I'm saying? That's
she
fire.
She did it with Trina?
That's on
yeah,
homage.
With Trina, yeah.
That's on. That's playing homage right there. See, that's cool right there. She might get some of it. But that's the problem with a lot of these New York artists, these New York females that come out too. They don't really pay homage. Mm-hmm. They don't pay. Remy did it at Summer Jam.
Remy's trash.
Remy is the, I think Remy's
Jada
like,
Kiss.
Yeah, right there.
Remy's Jada Kiss.
Yeah, right there.
Jada Kiss is borderline trash.
It's the same shit on every song. Every song is the same
Jada
shit.
Jada Kiss.
Same topics, same flow. No, same.
Everything's the same.
What happens sometimes is, they get, like, when you get, like, it's just like if you're in
the
league.
What
you mean,
sometimes,
bro?
It's been
the
same.
When you're in it for too long, sometimes you get out.
Sometimes, bro, what you mean sometimes? It's like that all the time with Jada Kiss. All the time.
No. I'm not saying, I know what you're talking about. I mean that sometimes niggas get past their prime and they might not notice it. You know what I'm saying? They might think they're the same person. You know what I'm saying? Just like in the league, you might think you're the same person out there on the court, but nah, your pace just got a little slower. You know what I'm saying? You're not as linked in, as locked in as you was. You know what I'm saying?
He still got the ear to streets because he got niggas like he's still putting out work with him and Fabolous,
right? Which was how was that album?
Trash.
That album, I feel like that album was like 4 years too late, probably. I'll say that.
Definitely 4 years.
I say it was 4 years too late. I feel like it was.
They did that 5 years ago.
Oh my god, that'd have been crazy.
When they first chose how to do it, it would have been crazy.
Crazy.
But it just only is the production on that shit is great.
Production on that shit was great. Yo, the beat that what's the name gave him
Swiss.
No, Swiss beat on the script was good too. But the dude will be doing all the blends. You know what I'm talking about? What's his name? The dude will be doing all the damn blends. No. We get back to that one, man. But yeah, but I feel like it was. I feel like it was cool. Like I said, it was too late.
I mean, but all Kiss and Fab projects be too late.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Fab's in some shit now, but his next shit should be.
Shout out to Fab. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. His next shit should be tough. I mean, like I feel like Fab was As far as like music wise, I don't think Fab is too good of an album, too good of an artist to never put out a classic, B. Album wise. Like I don't think it's an album I listen to from Fab straight through ever. Maybe the one that when he got the Def Jam, the first one he got the Def Jam.
Nah, I never listened to a Fab album.
Straight through, right?
Never.
He'll give you some good singles and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? He'll give you a crazy single.
He'll give you masses.
He'll give you some of the best singles.
Mixtape wise though, but hold on now. Soul Tapes was fire.
You can't tell me Soul Tapes wasn't fire.
He don't got the best tapes, though.
Soul Tapes was fire, though,
B. He ain't got the best tapes.
But I listened to Soul Tapes from beginning to the end, though.
Yeah. All three of them.
Yeah, from beginning to the end.
Not I was on Soul three, Tapes.
Maybe not all three.
I can see all three because they only got like 10 songs on it. Yeah. So I can see you going through that, but...
Those were much better than all of them.
I'm not saying you playing it all day. Those,
I ain't say classic wise, though, but...
an album that you play all day.
Yeah.
You might just be listening to the shit.
One of those Soul Tapes was tough though, B.
It's not an album.
From beginning to the end.
It's not an album.
Might have been one or two. I mean, I liked all three of them though.
I liked all three of them, son.
Those were one of them tapes that when they came out, it was when I put them in my car, when I got in my car, B. It was in the rotation.
Oh yeah.
It was in the rotation for a minute,
it's
too.
Definitely. I mean, it's still in the rotation.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's still, go back. If you're scrolling through it, I'm going to put Soul Tape. I put it on the list in a minute.
Right.
One of those right there.
Facts. That's a
fact. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those.
He going to hit you with them bars.
Yeah. And the production.
Unlike Cardi and Nicki, they won't hit you with the bars.
Now, as far as the Nicki, though... Yo, that Chung Lee shit, yo.
Chung Lee, the beat is hard.
And she went, yo.
She went in.
Man.
I mean, I don't like the King Kong part.
I like the King Kong part.
Nah, I don't really like
the King Kong. I like the bend on my chest. That shit, well, come on.
She said she freestyled that.
I believe she did.
She's hella creative.
It wasn't creative, though. She said the same thing. She really said the same thing in that line.
No, it was bars, though.
But she got colorful language.
Yeah, you're right.
Stop giving passes.
I'm giving passes right now.
Yo, somebody said, yo, it's hard listening to Nicki now, man. Cause I feel like I'm listening to Safari. Feel like she's the female version of Safari. Cause now people finally realize that Safari could kind of, you know what I'm saying? Safari kind of go in sometimes.
Straight.
Y'all fucking with that song?
I never listened to that song one time. I've seen him perform, and I only seen the clip of the shit. I ain't listened to that damn song, and I ain't hear it in no clubs I've ever been in either.
The nigga dance every time he sings the song.
Yo, another funny thing was this though too, right? So I thought in my mind, I didn't mention this shit. I said, Joe, when I seen her in that last interview she did, and she was crying. Yeah. I said she took a page out of my man's book. I said, oh, you trying to compare the crying?
Angie was like, you okay?
And he was like,
yeah,
I'm not okay.
I didn't. Now all of a sudden, Nicki crying interviews now.
Nah, I listened to the Zayn interview.
It didn't sound the same.
I didn't get nothing from it. Right, I thought it was a trash interview.
Other than telling him that he couldn't listen to the song until it's that this
right. I feel like he rushed the songs, but Nicki she don't really. All right, so you're right. She doesn't have bars. She gives you colorful.
Okay.
Colorful.
I like
words.
It. I think she was spitting on that shit, man.
I don't know. I don't.
She was.
I think in the beginning when she was dissing Remy,
mm-hmm.
I think she was spitting bars. Mm-hmm. But after that, it was just mad regular. It was mad her. It was that Roman shit that she does.
I like
that
it.
Revenge shit
it.
She does. Like so I'll be like, cool. I fucks with that. But that Barbie Ben shit?
Yeah, I know about Barbie Tings.
Barbie
Tings. And I was telling somebody this too. I said, Joe, listen, Cardi rocking right now. But once Nicki get hot and them fucking Barbies come out, Barbies is gonna go crazy on Cardi for real, B.
For real.
They gonna go crazy. They ain't gonna come on, man. Them Barbies be ride or play girl.
Nicki, but also she could work with anyone in the industry, so she always good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know what I'd be fun too though? And I don't really be expressing. Yo, but the fact I'm not hating on the man. The man snatched one up, but like a country nigga came out here and got our bitch, B, huh? The hot bitch of the town right now.
I can't say that.
She was a stripper. He gotta have her. She was a straight stripper.
Yeah, but
at the end of the day, she had no teeth in her mouth.
Yeah,
Let's keep it 100. How she looked prior before this. So this is why
her furniture was looking real movie theater shit.
He got her when her work was dirty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And at that point, she was ready to shoot for the stars.
Yeah, he got her, though.
So, you know.
He got her, though.
He made her a statistic.
Now they the new school power couple. So
that's not a
power. Are they a power couple?
That's what they call now.
No, I ain't hear them say no power couple.
Just because you famous and y'all together.
Yeah, that don't mean
you're
a power couple.
No, that's the new era. No. Anybody who famous together is a power couple.
Nah, that ain't no power couple. He once told me that. What are you talking about? You told me Swiss and what's the name of the power couple? Alicia Keys in the power couple?
Yeah, Swiss beats and Alicia Keys in the power couple. What power does Alicia Keys have? What power?
No, the money's the power, man. I told you that. When you put them bank accounts together, that's the that draws the power.
If that's the case,
they don't have that, B.
They will.
You know why? You know why Jay-Z and what's name is a power couple?
Because they run the world.
I know what real power couples are. I'm just saying. The new school era is if you're famous, you're a power couple.
I feel like they culture moving. I'm saying within the both of them together. You know what I'm saying?
Alicia Keys
is a strong. She speaks for like the
Girl on Fire was like 5 years ago.
But that was a real movie.
That was
song.
The only one.
Come on, man.
I didn't say I'm not taking nothing away, but what I'm saying is that to be relevant today, what does she have
she
done?
Don't make music
no, she made though. she made timeless music though, B.
Exactly.
She made timeless music though. Okay. So she's an artist that don't have to do something today.
I don't
today.
Know if it's timeless.
Yeah.
You don't know my name ain't timeless?
Oh man.
Okay,
don't do
that's
that.
The only one.
Like, that's not no, the only
and,
one.
And the first album?
Stop.
The
it.
First album? Don't you see that? Okay,
alright, so maybe I'm sounding like a man.
I mean, but, baby, sound like all the time. What you mean? Let's go.
It's just she got a couple joints. But she ain't done nothing lately, right?
Yeah, but once you got time, she don't gotta do nothing lately.
Nah, my nigga. Like, that's like saying Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey was a power couple, bro.
Nah, what you mean?
That's the same thing.
They're not culture moving, though.
Nick Cannon owns fucking Nickelodeon. That's culture.
What culture is that?
Nick Cannon culture move by himself. He always do stuff for the community. He put on a lot of people.
All right, like who? Biz Markie?
Everyone on the show.
I don't know what the hell you talking about. I thought you were talking about somebody like that.
I think that's her name, Kalani.
She's bugging the fuck out. I don't know the fuck that is.
Everybody know who Kalani is.
Yeah, I'm getting old, man. I guess I don't be not a lot of motherfuckers they be known, but I know my man. who just got a star in Hollywood. I know who he is.
Ooh.
My man Tracy Morgan.
Why you got a star?
You know what I mean? Chase, Hustle Man, a.k.a. Hustle Man.
Why he got
what's
a star?
The OG, what's his new joint called?
What's the OG
called? The last OG.
I know he Hustle Man from Martin. That's why I remember him from.
But why did he get a star? He don't deserve
I feel like he got a star.
He's got a star.
He's put a lot of work in, B.
He got into a car accident.
I mean, and he survived it. Yo, God bless. You know what I'm saying? God bless. You know what I'm saying?
$90 million.
He got a star because he's one of the best six men in the league. He's a great like co-star in a TV show or a movie.
Because he was on Dirty Rock.
Dirty Rock is a great show. I mean, and he was on Was he on Saturday Night Live for a minute?
He was what?
Was he on Saturday Night Live for a minute?
Yeah, for a little bit.
I thought he was.
Or he just had classic.
Dirty Rock was a great show, B. Dirty Rock was a great show. You know what I'm saying? Let's see.
I didn't watch it. I wasn't into that.
Dirty Rock was a great show, man. Like I watched Dirty Rock.
Tracy Morgan deserved a star.
Nah, Tracy Morgan definitely deserved a star.
I hope this shit is mad far.
He definitely deserved a star.
I hope I never walk into it. It's not in my way.
Didn't Snoop just get a star too?
Snoop probably do got a star.
Yeah, I think Snoop just
got a star. Snoop deserves a star.
But it's a lot of people who got.
Snoop deserve one.
See, like what took away the whole star.
Have you seen Cop Out? Did you see Cop Out?
That's a Cop Out. I think I've seen Cop Out.
Who's in Cop Out?
Was that the one with The Rock? That was the one with The Rock, right? Who was in Cop Out?
Who's in Cop Out?
I don't know. He wasn't saying they laugh. Saturday Night Live, yeah. Dirty Rock. Let's see what he done did. Saturday Night Live, Dirty Rock.
He didn't even know he was a Cop Out. He's reading his fucking resume right now.
Yo, Tracy so,
was he's a six man. Yeah, that's why he got a star.
What six man?
He's a six
Come
man.
Come on, bro. Jamal Crawford's the six man.
Oh, you keep bringing Jamal Crawford. You're a god, B.
Jamal Crawford's the six man, bro.
Six man. He might get that. He might get that Tracy award named after him.
Tracy Morgan.
Man, come on, man. He should, man.
For what?
He should, man.
He didn't do nothing.
Tracy Morgan had the Tracy Morgan show for a minute.
Tracy Morgan. I mean, 30
Rock. I mean, he was on Saturday Night Live for a while. You know what I'm saying? Stand-up comedian-wise, he's not funny. Yes, he is,
he's like
man.
Tiffany Haddish.
Nah, he's
not funny.
He's funny, man. I've seen Tracy Morgan actually live in Atlantic City before, man.
I've seen him live, too. I've seen him about twice,
and I seen him do the same show both times.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, though. But that's when I realized that all these comedians do. My man, that's what they do, though. They get one little... You know what I'm saying? Thing that they do, and that's what they...
That's it.
Something that works. Yeah. Something that... But I don't knock him for that. You know what I mean? Shout out to my comedian friend, though, too. You know what I mean? Mark. You know what I'm saying? Marcus... What's his last name? What Marcus' last name is? He's doing comedy shit. Yeah.
Mark Dennis.
He's a comedian.
Van.
But no, Mark. I think about Marcus Van. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? That stand-up comedian shit, man, is real. That could get you a long way right there. But the
does it?
I mean, they be stuck in that shit for a while, man.
For a while,
a lot of people be stuck in that shit for years. I mean,
unless you got the lane and somebody know you and fuck with you.
But it's a lot of money. It's not a lot, but it's money in that shit. It's a hustle. It's a hustle. It's something that you do that you love. Right? Tracy probably was doing stand up comedian comedy shit for a long time, man. Right. Before he even got, you know what I'm saying, like a breakthrough. Word. People don't get broke through. They be on that road for a long time. You know?
That's a fact. They've been on that road for a long time, man. Does he really?
Doesn't Donald Trump got a star?
Yeah, he deserved one.
Donald Trump got a star. Does Donald Trump deserve a star?
Nope.
No. But yes, he did.
He did.
He don't deserve one. If he deserved one, Tracy Morgan
fine.
Deserved one.
All right.
Exactly.
Fine.
Exactly.
You win. I win that one.
Come on, man.
I can't beat that.
But then people are starting to say that they not liking the stars because some people are paying for them.
They always pay for them.
Some people are paying for them. Though.
30 racks.
To get it, ain't even nothing happening with them. And they, you know what I'm saying, and anything within their career to get that shit.
Them niggas is trash for that.
Yeah. Well.
Now they probably some people like if you are ultimate star you get put down for free, but if you not you could probably buy your way up.
Yeah.
Like buy your way up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, Stevie Wonder got a star, right?
Stevie Wonder, yeah,
it's all back in the days, right? You think he go back through there sometimes?
Pictures next to selfies next to his.
But do you think he take his own pictures when he go through there sometimes too?
Shit, why not?
I'm just saying. Do you think that Stevie go through there and take his own pictures with his own camera?
Why not?
Put up to it. Cause I seen him in a picture the
what
other
you
day.
Mean,
man, I seen Stevie with a camera up to his eyes, taking a picture.
Selfies.
I need to see that.
Wait, he was taking a selfie or he's taking pictures of someone else?
Taking pictures of someone else.
But oh, wait a minute. Does it matter if he was taking a selfie or something?
He had the camera.
But you act like the rest of his body don't work.
A selfie would have been easy taking pictures of somebody else, though.
How is he seeing if the selfie came out?
He can hear where you at.
But how's he saying that the selfie came out?
I don't know, ask somebody else.
I'm going to tell you a classic story about Stevie Wonder.
Go ahead, hit me.
Stevie Wonder named Daryl Dawkins Chocolate Thunder. And because he was sitting at the game, and when he's with his man, that he got his man next to him that tell him what's going on in the game. Mm-hmm. And he describing how Daryl Dawkins was playing when he's dunking it. And he nicknamed him Chocolate Thunder. In the locker room, he went and met him and named him Chocolate Thunder. That's how he got his nickname.
That's what's up. He ran with him.
Of course Stevie Wonder could take pictures. He's the GOAT.
That's a classic story right there. Yeah,
bro.
Stevie taking pictures, man. And they put him out there in the West Nate. But, yeah, that's dope, though, man.
That's dope.
So the girl Young and Mate, man, directing porn right now, man. Lesbian porn at that.
That means her career is over.
I think that's a nice move.
No, that means her career is over.
You think so?
Yo, listen, when Snoop was directing porn,
his career was
nothing. He had nothing going. No music was going. Tell me what song was hot when he was directing porn.
But you know, but Snoop was a He was a pimp, so he had to try and get into directing porn.
Yo, when Dipset was directing porn, mm-hmm. they had no music going. None.
But they said she might be using this as a promotional tool towards the music. Though.
Did you hear the Question song? But what's when question? she did the tribute to Allen Iverson?
No.
Trash.
She recently came out with it?
Yeah. This is recent. Mad recent.
Yeah?
Mad recent.
She played basketball?
She looked like she could play ball, though. She looked like she could play ball.
People probably used to say, you look like Allen Iverson when she had braids or something. Yeah. And she loved it.
Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
I don't know. Maybe she wanted to be like, if it works for her and if the money is good, then the porn industry.
I know she can't make another hit. I think she can.
If she was, I feel like with the Young MA, her production that she, you know what I'm saying, goes for, I think she did a lot of in-house production, you know what I'm saying? And that's what happens to a lot of artists right there, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to spend that money to go out there, you know what I'm saying? But you don't even got to spend no money nowadays. Nowadays, it's about searching for a producer, you know what I'm saying? Because you go on the internet and find you a motherfucking hit, you know what I'm saying?
I don't even think she could make a hit. I think because Ooh was an accident. You know what I'm saying? Ooh was a year old before it became an instant success.
What if she don't make a hit, but she transition into this porn industry and start getting that money?
What's the nigga name from N.W.A. did that? Like the high yellow nigga?
Yeah.
Who?
The yellow nigga.
DJ Yellow.
Yeah. He couldn't make, after Dr. Dre left them niggas, he couldn't make no hits no more.
What was he? This the DJ though, right? He found a lane though.
Nah, him and Dre was making beats together, but he couldn't make the hits for them. And then they broke up, and then he started directing porn.
Because
his career was over.
Yeah.
That's what niggas do.
But I think within Young M.A., I think she's going to call it like that. I think she got like a little cheat code when it comes to her music anyway, because she's going to always be able to cater to the lesbian and gay community, though. That's why she's doing lesbian, you know what I'm saying? She got a pocket.
She got a good
pocket. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When I first seen Young M.A., It was after Empire episode. I'll never forget it. I was watching Empire. Yeah, I watched Empire before. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
My bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? Me and my lady, we watch Empire sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
But
this is when it was on. They showed, they used to have like little hip-hop, like little hip hop segments on the news after Empire went off.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was on. She was on it. She was on.
For what?
This was before Ooh even dropped too.
Oh my god.
They were saying she was the next star and all that shit right there. Next star lesbian rapper.
The next dud.
But then they mentioned lesbian rapper right along with it though.
I think that's when that show was about that.
Yeah, exactly.
She was saying
that too.
Yeah, I think she said they wanted her to be on that show or something.
They why did?
But they wanted her. I don't know. Something.
She's trash.
Something.
Young MA, she's good. She's good, but she just. She's like. She's a dude.
She is.
I just don't.
They don't mention her with female rappers.
But why would you put her with female?
They don't mention her.
But if you ranked her with them, where would you put her?
Single don't make you hot.
Is she towards the bottom or the top of the list?
Like a five, top five? I'm putting her at fifth.
She's not on your list.
Top five of female rappers?
I don't hear her spit some shit.
Of today's music?
Yeah. Today's music, definitely.
And it ain't five rappers.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably five female rappers. Yeah, it's probably five female rappers.
It's just Nicki and Cardi. Young and
May. Yeah, Young and May, right? Remy, you got to put Remy there.
Rhapsody. And if you name one more, then Young and May might drop off.
Kalani.
She don't rap.
What is that?
She's a chick.
I heard the name.
Kalani.
She been on Mad Tracks.
What about the Instagram bitches? The little white girls.
What? The little white girls. Oh.
Catch Me Outside.
Nah, I don't count them, bro.
Catch Me Outside.
I don't count that. She don't even write her song. Yeah, I never heard a song and she says she
don't. YG got a song with her? YG got a song with her. Yeah, he do.
Yo, he really did it for the check.
Yeah, he got a song with her.
She probably paid him like 20 racks just to do the song or some stupid.
You know, they cut the check. She signed to Atlantic. They got the bag behind her.
Yeah, they definitely cut the check.
They got the bag behind her. She said that's the reason why.
Where he signed to?
Who? YG. He signed on Jeezy's Atlantic, I think, too.
Atlantic, that's what I'm saying. That's probably why.
That's how most collabs happen, though. You know what I'm saying? Like the person, that's the easiest one to get, the one that's on the same label as you.
Yeah. Right.
Like that. So that's the way it go right there.
That's a fact.
So now, talking about Cali, right? Where's that at? Where's Coachella at, actually?
It's in California, right?
Coachella right now, man. What's going on right now, actually?
Coachella, crazy out there.
That Beyonce shit was
wrong. Yeah, Beyonce performed at Coachella.
She changed the name of that shit to like Beachella.
As they should.
They say, yo, if somebody tell you they from Wakanda, they say, "Where you from, Wakanda?" They tell them you from Beachella.
Like, what? Beachella. Fire, that's only Beyonce.
As they should.
The queen.
I hate that.
As they should. I love the queen, man. She can't do no wrong. She was the queen of Wakanda. She out here, bro. That's the queen right there, man.
Queen of fake, make believe land.
Well, listen, man. Land that nobody can ever go to. Yeah,
ever,
exactly. Because she can only be there.
Exactly.
And never been there. He from there, but never been there.
Throwing up the exit. You ain't talking about the Bronx.
From Wakanda.
Yeah, I feel you. I like it though.
I guess Coachella's probably like the made in America. That's probably like the first one to lead up to all these music festivals though. You know what I'm saying?
That's the first in the states, and it came up through the years.
Yeah, it definitely did. It's big to perform there. Like when you got somebody like Beyonce performing there,
I want to fuck with Coachella one year.
Man, we gotta hit that up one year.
Coachella
lasts for a long time too.
Like two weeks, something like that.
Though,
wait, y'all seen the Beyonce performance?
I saw it online. I'm gonna check it out later on though.
It was that.
She was up there for a minute. She brought her sister out. She had to. She brought Hov. If you see Hov, he got the shit dreads now. He got the little afro. He got the nappy afro. I seen him on the Letterman show. He got the nappy afro.
I don't know what's that about, bro.
Nigga, like, nah, that's about work. Man. That's about work. That's right. When you get to
that's about strength.
Man. So I have to grow dreads to have strength.
No, it's a different strength, man.
My beard's not enough.
You tapped into the beard is strength.
I think strength in your beard.
You know that strength in your beard.
I think whenever Hov got his hair going on like that. I think that's when you're at work. That's what I took it for at first, because I ain't the first time I seen him like that. I remember when one of those blueprints came out, he had came with a little nappy joint.
Yeah, he said that he don't cut his hair when it's time to make an album.
Exactly. So he might be dropping another album. Who knows?
Okay, so we hope you enjoyed this episode.
You know what I'm saying? Tune in for many more in the future. And this is episode one. No attention span. You know? Pass it on to a friend. Let them